Emily Salios from the Indigo Girls.
We're here to tell y'all that nuclear power is dirty, it's dangerous, and it's a bad deal. It's dirty, dangerous, and a bad deal for all American citizens, for Indian citizens of their respective nations, for all of us across these lands. It's dirty because you can't think about nuclear power without thinking about nuclear waste. And when you think about nuclear waste, you need to think about spent fuel, which contains plutonium-239, stays alive and active for 250,000 years. Nuclear reactors pollute routinely in the air and water every day, and not to mention the pollution, radioactive pollution of communities who handle the uranium before it is even sent to the reactors. So it's dirty and it's dangerous. We all know about the tragedy at Chernobyl. 32,000 deaths in 10 years as a result of that accident. It's dangerous. It kills people. It kills creatures. It's a bad deal. Right now, the technology exists to implement wind energy, solar energy. Photovoltaic systems can be instituted in communities, in homes, and run by local utility companies. New creative ideas involving placing wind turbines on top of existing power lines, so they're already connected to power grids. And, you know, establishing appliances like dryers and stoves and lighting that's more energy efficient. The United States has a 400% larger energy loss in its systems than, say, Germany or Japan, who just produce more efficient appliances. We'd like to see a shift in the American paradigm in the context of energy, how we're thinking about using it. We'd like to encourage conserving energy, making it more energy efficient, and phasing in these new alternative energies that don't involve storing toxic waste, which stays lethal for 250,000 years, don't involve energy that burns CO2 emissions, poisons the land. We're talking about future generations, and we need y'all's support. Thank you. I'd like to introduce to you all now a renowned poet, an Indian activist. He's been around helping educating us, and he tells the truth, John Trudell.